Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Find Your Purpose with the 30-something Coach here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something Coach, and I'm so happy to be here with you today on Saturday, March 29th. So, as I said, my name is Carrie Spaulding, and I help 30-somethings who aren't where or who they thought they'd be with their careers, relationships, and lives. And many 30-somethings experience what I call 30-something panic and feeling like they should have figured it all out by now. So what I do is I help you use that panic as a catalyst to create what you want in your life. I'm also the founder of 30-something Summer Camp, which is a virtual getaway and workshop series where 30-somethings can find each other, find their tribe, and connect with people who are what I call all in the same canoe. So I live in Philadelphia, and I do a lot of coaching over the phone, which means I get to work with people from all over the place, and I really enjoy that. And to tell you a little bit more about the Life Coach Radio Network in general, the network consists of coaches from all over the world, and we have all different areas of expertise and passion. We have a sister international network as well, and also a Life Coach chat channel where coaches come together and do shows where they are able to kind of bounce ideas off of each other. We have a website at lifecoachradionetworks.com, and I encourage you to look around and check out all the other upcoming shows. I'll highlight a few for you at the end of our show today, but there are riches of shows and all kinds of information out there. So today we're going to jump right in, and we're going to discuss the importance of purpose in life and the importance of having clarity in your purpose. And it's really important to start out by saying that if you feel like you're living off purpose, or maybe you don't even feel like you really know what your purpose is, and you're feeling really confused about that, you're really not alone. A lot of people feel that way. And it's natural, particularly for my 30-somethings out there, but really this can happen at all ages. As we come into different periods of our lives, sometimes what we thought defined us and what we thought we knew about ourselves starts to shift. And that's perfectly understandable because you have new information and you've had new experiences to either clarify and solidify certain things or throw certain things completely into question. So it's really natural and normal to be either still figuring it out or finding yourself suddenly trying to figure it out all over again. So we'll talk about the importance of purpose in life, and we'll talk about some key questions that you can ask yourself to help you start figuring it out. Purpose really involves the who, the what, and the how. So who are you? What are you here to do? And how do you want to do it? A few key truths about purpose that I think it's great to kind of keep an eye on. One is that we never figure it all out permanently. And I know it's so normal to say, I just want to have it figured out. That's a natural desire. The truth is that we're always growing and evolving and changing, and finding your purpose is not actually something that you do once and for all, and then you never ask questions again. But ideally, when you're able to kind of find a clarity of purpose, it helps you, rather than limit you or define you permanently or lock you down, ideally, it should actually have the effect of expanding and opening up opportunities for you. So we all are always growing and figuring it out and evolving and changing. We never figure it all out permanently, but finding your purpose can help you make that narrative feel more connected and less chaotic, and really should help you see your opportunities expanding and opening up rather than shrinking and feeling locked down. And we'll talk about that a little bit more through our show today. So another thing that's important to keep in mind is that you can express your purpose in many different ways throughout life and in your life. So we might think that purpose has to look a certain way, or that purpose is specifically about what we do for our job or our career. And certainly many people find great career satisfaction when they're in a career where they can express their purpose, for sure. But for you, you might find that you're not so much through work, or not only through work, but through your personal relationships. So your purpose might be better expressed or more greatly expressed in your role as a parent or a partner or a friend. The truth is your who is not dependent on your what. So what I mean by that is who you are at the core, what your purpose is at the core, is not dependent on how you happen to be expressing that purpose at any given point in time. So we might think that purpose has to look a certain way. The truth is that you can express it in many different ways throughout life. And oftentimes when people are feeling lost and drifting, and I work with people, a lot of people who are trying to clarify who they are and who they want to be and what they want to be doing, it can involve changing your mind about certain key aspects of your life. It could look like a job change. It could look like a relationship change. But it can also look from the outside. Sometimes people go through major transformation, and people who don't know them well, from the outside, it looks like nothing has changed because maybe they're staying in the same job or the same relationship, but the way that they're showing up and the purpose that they're finding there is what's really changed. So as much as a clarification of purpose and the subsequent change could look like a job change or relationship change, it could also look like a new lease on a current career or a current relationship. So I say that because sometimes when people are beginning to engage in purpose work, it can feel really scary because, well, I like my life. I don't want everything to change. And it's important to know that not everything has to change. And you're really in the driver's seat of how you choose to express your purpose. So we're going to talk about 7 reasons that finding your purpose can be so life-changing. And I hope to encourage you to make this investment in yourself, to go on this journey and to get this clarity if you're finding a need for it, if you're finding that you're waking up in the morning and instead of waking up and feeling like I am doing exactly what I'm meant to do with my life and I'm so excited to start my day, if you're feeling like another day of being lost, another day of going to this job that I hate, another day of doing the wrong thing, then this work could be really important for you. So, and even for people who feel like they are really satisfied and happy and living life on purpose, doing some work with your purpose can help you take that to the next level and help you experience even more joy and more clarity when it comes to things like prioritizing and decision making. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So one reason that finding your purpose can be really important and life-changing is that it can give meaning to times that are really tough. So when you are on purpose and you're clear on your purpose, joyful times and painful times alike can feel purposeful, because everything connects, and it's almost as if you have an ability to hold up whatever's happening in your life against your purpose and say, okay, like what information am I getting here? How might this add to my life as a whole? So, for example, I'll just share a personal example. As a coach, my life is not perfect. I definitely go through hard times, bumps in the road. There are definitely times where things feel really hard. And for me, when I go through hardships now, I know that there's always something that I'll learn that I'll be able to bring back to my 30-something tribe. And sometimes, even if I'm dealing with something that feels really painful for me, it's not that it's easy. It's just that sometimes just knowing that what I'm going through will someday be helpful to other people helps a lot. It makes the pain feel less pointless. It's not just suffering, but it's almost like field work. I like to call it field work. Okay, so this is how hard it is to be in this type of a situation. And oftentimes, once I've come through that, I'm able to use whatever happened and use what I learned and turn it into something that's going to be supportive for somebody else. So that's been a huge shift for me. And that's just one example of how when you find your purpose, you can sometimes experience both joyful times and painful times as valuable in some way. They can feel purposeful in some way. And that can certainly help you build resilience when you're going through those tough times. So the second reason that finding your purpose is so valuable is that it can help you really focus when you're drifting. If you're not sure what you're doing with your life, if you're operating without a map, and again, it can be a changing map. It's not like you plan it all out and there you go. Life changes you. But if you feel like you just have absolutely no sense of where you're going, having clarity about your purpose is a huge anchor. Because what happens is that when, as you go through life, suddenly a situation that seemed untenable, maybe you know, I've seen this a few times where your work might be a really unsatisfying place. And once you get clarity around your purpose, suddenly you're able to look at the exact same situation and see it as valuable because it helps you get where you're going. It almost helps to have your purpose, helps you focus in on the aspects of your life that will actually build you move forward. So finding your purpose can help you focus when you feel like you're drifting and you're really not sure where you're going. It can help you zoom in and anchor yourself on things that will support your purpose. And you can start to ask yourself, okay, how does this job connect to my higher purpose? How will this relationship support my purpose? A third reason that finding your purpose can be so life-changing is that it helps you see opportunities where maybe you didn't see any opportunities before, because your antenna is better tuned in to help you pick up the frequency of what you're looking for. I have seen this again and again and again and again with clients, with myself, with my friends, going from stuckness and inertia and feeling like, you know, there's just nothing. I have, everything is a non-starter, to, oh my God, there are more opportunities than I know what to do with now that I know what I'm going after and now that I've taken some action toward that purpose. Suddenly doors are opening everywhere, and in fact, if I have any problem, now it's that suddenly I need to learn how to say no to some things and what to say yes to and what to say no to. So finding your purpose helps you begin to see opportunities everywhere because you're so clearly tuned in to what you're looking for. It's an incredible positive shift, and I've seen it happen again and again where sometimes the external circumstances, that crappy job or whatever's going on, hasn't even changed. It's the person going through it who's changed, and it's because they have a clear sense of purpose. It's really, really powerful. It's very exciting. So the fourth reason that finding your purpose can be so life-changing is that it actually relates a little bit to what we were talking about with the third one, where you start to see all these opportunities everywhere. When you're seeing those opportunities, clarity of purpose helps you to make decisions and prioritize more easily. So you can decide what to say yes to, what to say no to, and what to invest in and what not to invest in. This is so important, and in fact, this one I would say might be one of the most valuable points that I'm talking about for people who feel like in general maybe you really are living your life on purpose and maybe you're really satisfied in certain areas of your life. It can be really important to tune in and check in with on a pretty regular basis. What is my purpose? Who am I? What am I here to do? And how do I choose to do it? Because you are going to have so many opportunities. Our opportunities are truly limitless. And for many, many people, it's very hard to decide what to say no to, what to say yes to. And when you can hold things up against your purpose and say, you know, okay, I have this opportunity. I'm crazy busy right now. Do I want to say yes to it? and get crazy busier, or do I want to say no to it? Often when you look through a purpose lens, you can make a much better decision. And I've had this experience myself. In fact, I just had it pretty recently where there was an opportunity that I certainly saw value in, and I was tempted, but ultimately I realized I'm going to need to say no to this one. And it's hard. It's hard to say no to opportunities. But when you at least have that clarity, it's almost like a lens you can look through to help you clarify your priorities and make decisions more effectively, more quickly, and with more confidence. And speaking of confidence, the fifth reason that finding your purpose can be so life-changing is that it gives you massive confidence. So when you have found your purpose, and again, I don't mean to say that like something that's one and done, like, great, I found it, now I get to go through the rest of my life knowing it, right? It might shift. But when you found your purpose, you have a sense of clarity. You know that you're investing your resources, your time. I'm not just talking about money. Your time, your energy, massive resources. You know that you're investing those resources in what's most important to you. That is massively confidence building. And you notice how these things all go hand in hand, because when you're able to clearly say yes and no to things and feel like you're doing that effectively, that's a huge confidence builder as well. So oftentimes, it's so, so, so common, in fact, for people who are really struggling and don't really have a sense of purpose or clarity about who they are and what they're here to do and how they want to do it, that can lead to periods of low self-esteem, because it's like, if I don't even know who I am, that's obviously going to raise you to kind of question your sense of self and your sense of judgment. So when you've done this purpose work, you have a sense of confidence and clarity and conviction that you are in the driver's seat of your life and that you're making choices according to your purpose and your priorities. That's a biggie. So this sixth reason that finding your purpose can be so life-changing, the sixth reason is that it connects you to something bigger than yourself oftentimes and can give you a sense of belonging. So it's easy to feel really alone when you're not sure what your purpose for being here is. You're not sure why you're getting out of bed in the morning. When you have a sense of purpose, oftentimes you can then find your tribe. And we did a whole show about this last week, about how to find your tribe on the radio network. And the thing is that when you know what you're going after, when you know what your purpose is, you can find other people who share those same values or those same intentions, and you can find that community. And again, it's not like your purpose is any one thing that manifests in only one way. Remember, your who is not dependent on your what. So if you have a clear sense of purpose, your job could totally change and you could still express your purpose through that new job. But that said, oftentimes you can find community in people who are expressing their purpose in similar ways. So for me, the coaching community has been a tremendous sense of connectedness and belonging and something definitely bigger than myself. There are a lot of people out there who are working to empower other people, and it's really wonderful to be able to find people who have a similar purpose and who are out there doing similar things. So finding your tribe is more possible sometimes when you have a sense of what your purpose is. And then the seventh reason that finding your purpose can be so life-changing is that when you find your purpose, you're poised to help other people. You're making the contribution that you're meant to make. The world needs you to be living on purpose. So often people in transition feel like, you know, I can't I can't make a change. I can't change my job, or I can't change my relationship, or whatever might be going on, because that would be disloyal, or these people need me. One thing to consider is if you're miserable doing what you're doing, if you're not on purpose, think about all of the other people out there who you've never met or even heard of, who need you for what you're not even doing yet. So think about all the people who will be helped in one way or another, the people who will be impacted when you are confidently living on purpose and when you are doing the thing that you are meant to do in this world. It's pretty huge. So when you find your purpose, and it doesn't really matter, you know, what expression that takes. Again, there's a lot of different ways to express your purpose, and it might be through your career, it might be through your personal relationship, it might be through your involvement in either the social world or the natural world. No matter how you're expressing your purpose, if you're on purpose, you're in one way or another, you are helping other people. You may be helping our planet. You may be helping other creatures, not non-humans on our planet. But the world needs you to be living on your purpose. And it takes a lot of courage to give yourself that permission sometimes to make a change if that's what it calls for. But ultimately, everybody is going to be better off if you're doing what you're meant to do. So we talked about many reasons that finding your purpose can be so life-changing. And we've talked about how we never figure it all out permanently. So this is something that can always be growing and changing and evolving. It's not about something that locks you down, but rather opens you up to opportunities. And you can express your purpose in many different ways throughout life. This is really deep work, and it takes time and it takes energy. But the great news is that change can actually happen pretty fast when you make the investment in doing the work. And the great news also is that it can be broken down into tiny steps. So if you can make yourself a commitment to pursue your answers, you will get there. It might take a little while. It might move quickly, depending on what unfolds. But you will get there if you dedicate the time and the space and the whatever else you need, the resources that you need to yourself to pursue these answers. You'll get there. So here's one first baby step, and it's just one possible first little homework assignment that you could do just to kind of ride out the momentum of this show. When we finish today, get out a paper and a pen, and at the top of one page, write the question, who am I? And at the top of another page, write the question, what am I here to do? Here meaning on this earth. Or if you want to think of it a different way, in this office or in this family or whatever. But just leave it really open-ended. So who am I at the top of one page, and what am I here to do at the top of another? And then make a list, answer as many ways as you can, completely unfiltered. So who am I? There are probably at least 1,000 ways that any one of you out there could answer that question. It could include your roles. It could include your values. It could include your responsibilities. It could include all kinds of things. It could include some things that you're not expressing at all right now in your life. And what am I here to do? Again, totally unfiltered, answer as many ways as you can. And add to these lists over the course of the next week. So just keep them somewhere where you can be continuing to mull over these questions. When you think of something new, add it on. At the end of a week, you will have quite a list. And these lists will likely spark some insights, some noticing, some patterns. You might end up coming up with some things that really surprise you. you might write some things down that actually make you feel kind of sad because you don't, either you don't like the answer or because you notice that you're not at all giving light to that part of who you are. So there's a lot of things that can come out of it. But this is a great first baby step for you to start thinking about your purpose. So if you want to take this work farther and you'd like support and you'd like a community to do it with you, and again, there's so many different ways that you can do this work, but if you'd like to take it further and you'd like a community to work on it with you, I hope you'll consider joining us this year for 30-something summer camp, which is an annual virtual event. It's a program that happens virtually and with 30-somethings from all over the place, so you get to connect and meet other people who are looking to, this year the theme is Find Your Purpose. And I chose Find Your Purpose as the theme for camp this year because I know it's core to so, so many of our goals. Especially when we're dealing with 30-something panic, it's often partly because we still don't know who we are or what we're here to do and how we want to do it. And we might not feel we're capable of figuring it out. And that's pooey, by the way. You are capable of figuring it out. You are capable of figuring it out. I know it might not feel like it, but I also know that you can do it. If you're in your 30s and have lost your way and you want to get clear on who you are and what you're here to do and make that investment, know that you are capable of doing that. And your 20s are a gold mine. You have so much information about yourself. It's untapped gold and valuable experiences that we can apply to whatever you want to do now. It's okay that you haven't figured it all out. So 30-something Summer Camp is a 6-week program on finding your purpose with other 30-somethings who are figuring it out along with you. You can learn more about that program at 30somethingsummercamp.com. 30-something is written out as words, T-H-I-R-T-Y something, Summer Camp, not with numbers. And you can find out more about that there, or you can certainly find it through my other website, which is carriespaulding.com, CarriesPaulding.com. And you can also find a lot of articles and tips and tools, many of which relate to purpose over there. And feel free to, there's also a way to contact me through there if you want to send any questions or thoughts about what we talked about today. And, oh, and finally, there's an information session for 30-something Summer Camp coming up on April 8th. There's actually a link to register for that on this radio show page. If you just look for the 30-something Summer Camp info session, it's totally free. We're going to talk about camp and get your questions answered. So check that out, too, and I'd love to have you register. And a couple of shows coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network. We have today, actually, on International Life Coach Radio, we have Fly Conversation with Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach. And that topic is celebrating women, beauty, brains, and business with three young and rising stars in the community of women. And that's today at noon. Then Tuesday at 8 p.m. on the Life Coach Radio Network, we have New You City Chat with the wonderful and fabulous Danielle Mercurio, and that's 8 o'clock on Tuesday on the Life Coach Radio Network right here. Highly recommend that. You can reach Life Coach Radio Networks at lifecoachradionetworks.com. You can certainly reach me on my website, carriespaulding.com. 30somethingsummercamp.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at Spalding Carrie, and there's all kinds of cool ways that we can connect, and I'm on YouTube as well at youtube.com/30somethingcoach. All right, folks. Well, I'm really excited for you to take a dive into finding your purpose, and I love hearing from listeners, so please do reach out. And don't forget to tune in every day to the Life Coach Radio Network. Have a purposeful day.